This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
You got to rise above it. You got to harness in the good energy, block out the bad. Harness, energy, block, bad. Feel the flow happy. Feel it. It's circular. It's like a carousel. Oh, my brain has got me under pressure. It's got me under
pressure. I know there's a, but we got a double whammy. We got the Avalanche earlier. In the afternoon, we've got the Denver Nuggets tonight at 9 o'clock. It's against the team that could potentially take the Nuggets out of the playoff spot. This is the team. Phoenix is in the play-in right now, on the outside looking in. This is a monster game. A game on the road that you're only favored by, well, you're favored by 5.5. The pressure, though, is going to be on the Nuggets' paint defense in the paint. Phoenix is at the bottom of the Western Conference, scoring 42.5 points per game in the paint. Nuggets are now 26-16 against Western Conference opponents. They're fourth in the Western Conference with a 33.8 defensive rebounds per game, led by Joker. So I'm going to say defense, not just in the paint defense, but defense against a Phoenix team that's just, hey, their heyday is over. This is not one of those teams when it was Devin Booker and it was KD. And you thought, okay, this team's at least going to be in the playoffs and at least going to give a team a fit. That's not who this team is anymore. But they still have a chance to claw their way back into the actual playoffs. The fact that they're here is kind of amazing. This is a big one. Faith saying David Adelman specifically in the pressure cooker. I think Adelman is... I'm not going to argue with you if you think Adelman's in the pressure cooker. He should be. He's making some... Mike, he's making some big boy decisions lately. Not playing Jonas Valanciunas. Dude, Michael Malone would never. Even though you've got Joker, Michael Malone would find a way. He loves him some veteran players. No, but I believe Peyton Watson is not playing tonight, too. So he just came back, but they're going to do the maintenance thing for him for the next few games. After tonight's game, Michael, we're officially in single digits. Games remaining for the Nuggets. So that's why this one's huge. You get a significant shot to kind of put the Suns away from you. I mean, the Suns are four games behind Denver. They're 4.5 games out of the actual... This show's 13.5. That's not right. Let's just say four games. They're four games out of the play-in, out of the playoffs. So Denver needs to win. If Denver wins, then obviously you take that four and you go to like 4.5. They'd be big. They'd be significant. And then you don't have to worry about the... Then it's just, okay, where are you going to play? Because right now it'd be OKC and let's just say the Clippers, the Spurs would take on the Suns. And then it would be the Lakers taking on the Rockets and the Nuggets taking on the Timberwolves. I'm not sure I like that matchup. I like the Houston one better. I don't know that I love the Minnesota matchup. I don't... Be nice to get into that third spot that the Lakers have, which is still possible. You're two away. OKC and San Antonio are going to sit there. There's a chance San Antonio could jump over OKC, but nobody's passing the Spurs or the Thunder at 1 and 2. They will be 1 or 2 at that spot. So pressure's on Denver tonight. The best they can hope for in the standings is to get to third. I think not playing Minnesota would be great. Playing Houston would be much more ideal for this team. Michael, do you have anyone you're throwing in the whole show pressure cooker tonight? Specifically,
I'm going to throw the Avalanche again. They have been winning as of very, very late, but you haven't been beating the Stars, and the Stars are right behind you, so you got to win this one.
We're not playing the Stars tonight.
No, they don't.
Oh, you made
it
sound.
But the Stars are right behind them.
Yeah.
And they had an opportunity to beat the Stars a couple days ago, and they didn't. Lost in overtime. Yes, they got the point, but the Stars got that extra point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the last 2 weeks it's been fair to kind of look at the Avs and say they feel a little more human than what we witnessed this team doing back in November. I mean, when they were hitting all these historical numbers, we knew they weren't going to keep that same pace, though. I don't know, but I disagree. I don't think there's any pressure on them. I mean, they're 4 points ahead of the Stars, 5 points ahead of the Stars. There's pressure, but...
You don't want to go from historic to suddenly,
to like
someone...
Seventh seed.
You had a bad 2026 so far. It hasn't been super great.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, since the break, well, they started off pretty good since the break. It's really just been this last week and a half. Because after the break, they were pretty good.
That January, February is really what hurt.
Yeah,
them.
Yeah. January was rough right out the gates. You lost 2-1-2, lost 2. Yeah, I think there's probably some pressure on the Avs. There's not pressure like, hey, you're not going to make the playoffs like there is for the Nuggets. It shows you. The Nuggets and the Avalanche are in two different categories right now. I think the Avalanche today are very much in a championship window. Right now, the Nuggets are in a let's wait and see what the next 10 games look like now that you've got all your guys back. And then maybe you could say that they're a team that that they're a team that could actually make a push against San Antonio and OKC. But like today, doesn't feel like it. Dixon says, I'm in the pressure cooker trying to stay awake for a 9 o'clock tip. Yeah, it's probably one of those. Like, I suck at this because if I start a game, I have to finish it. So I'll be one of those guys that's like, I either got to force myself to go to sleep early, but if I'm still awake at 9 o'clock, then I'm like, oh, I need to roll over and watch the Nuggets play. So, I don't know. It's going to be a late night. But this is, I had someone ask me this the other day, like, do I think the Avs or the Nuggets are both contenders this year? And I know you're putting pressure on the Avs, but I think that team that they showed us who they, you know, the historically good start, I think that's who they are. I think that's who this Avalanche team is. Yeah, I don't know if in the playoffs they're going to actually be able to figure out their whole power play situation. But everything else, they're like really good in every other category, except for that one. I think the Avs are going to win. I think that there's still a great chance that the Avs win the Stanley Cup. Now, for the Nuggets, I said, talk to me in a week or talk to me in 2 weeks, whatever. The Nuggets are, now that Grizzlies game, how are you going to drop that kind of game? I don't know. 125 to 118. That was a stressful situation. But then you beat the Raptors 121-115, and then kind of pull away from the Trailblazers 128-112. I just haven't seen enough of it, which is also why I do agree with you, Faith. Like David Adelman, there's pressure on David Adelman. He's kind of in the pressure cooker, but. The Nuggets organization, you can't fire this guy, regardless of how the season turns out. Because you just haven't had, like Peyton Watson just came back for the Trailblazers game. He's already going to be shut down again tonight for maintenance. So, I know that's a completely different conversation. But you can't, to me, you can't just judge Adelman on a year where all these shiny pieces that he got, that Michael Malone never got. I mean, Mike, they potentially have the sixth man of the year in Tim Hardaway Jr. So he's been great and he's been healthy. But when you have that kind of guy coming off the bench, then you would think, man, this team should be cooking. They should be right there with the Spurs and the Thunder. No, it's because they've been dealing with a lot of the season without Aaron Gordon, Christian Brown, Cam Johnson, who's been all right, and Joker. And Cam and Joker was like a month. But it just, like, look at Cam Johnson. Cam Johnson's playing much better basketball. He's starting to hit some of those shots. And he might have started to pick that up a little bit earlier in the season if he would have been healthy. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. So candidates for the sixth man of the year, it's not good for Tim Hardaway Jr. He's like seventh down the list behind Naz Reid of the Timberwolves, Jaquez Jr. with the Heat, Shepard with the Rockets, Keldon Johnson with the Spurs, Ajay Mitchell with the Thunder, Isaiah Stewart with the Pistons, and then it's Tim Hardaway Jr. Hardaway was asked about whether or not he thought he could win the Sixth Man of the Year award, and he's like, yeah, it should be me. But there's a lot of, you know, it's easier for me to say because I watch mostly every Nuggets game, and it looks like Hardaway is that guy, a great shooter. But I tell you, his preseason odds were terrible. So the fact that he's even in this conversation is actually pretty cool. 17 minutes after the hour. There we go. Michael says the Avalanche are in the pressure cooker. I've got the Nuggets and specifically the Nuggets defense against a Suns team that really struggles to score in the paint. I would like to see one of those kind of gritty defensive games. Then the Nuggets start pouring it on late in the second. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. We'll be right back.
Dirty 30.
Give me a head with hair. Long, beautiful hair.
The boys aren't shaving until the Rockies win 30. Hear Rockies games and talk on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh, ooh, the way that things have been. Oh, ooh.
All right, welcome back into the show, Renaissance Insurance Group. We know that they're a fiercely independent insurance brokerage. They have a regional presence, but extensive national resources, meaning they're going to help you locally, sit down with you, go over plans, but they have everything at their disposal. That's Renaissance Insurance Group. Maybe you're in the market for a new insurance plan or something different. You know, they're the go-to for workers' compensation, farming operations. Don't lose what you've been working so hard for. Call Ryan at Renaissance Insurance, 970-674-8825. Mike, I don't know if you've paid attention to the Rockies much to know a lot of their guys on their roster. But I'm trying to find different ways to get myself involved and get excited around the Rockies. And you and I've had this debate before. I like to, especially in the college game, I like to kind of pick a player. You remember my guy from South Carolina? Jadeveon Clowney. I was big on Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah. Then he didn't do... he was kind of... Not a bust, but he was NFL.
Probably a bust as far as like a first... Wasn't he a first pick overall? Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's still playing. He's still playing. So he's not
played,
like a...
He did
but
kind of good.
I like to do that because it sometimes helps me generate... I'm a weird guy, Mike. So sometimes it helps me generate more interest in teams that I otherwise wouldn't really care about. So whether it's a player or a coach, sometimes I do that. And let's face it, the Rockies are coming off of a historically bad season. There's not a lot to get excited about. So I'm going to pick a couple of players that I'm going to stand beside, and we're going to go crazy. And these are guys that I think are going to have really good seasons. Do you know enough about the roster to pick anybody out, Mike? I want you to join me on this little fun parade we're going to go on, this little fun walk through Rocky's Forest.
I think if you said enough names, I would be able to go, oh, that's a Rocky.
Okay, outfielders, I'll give you some. Brenton Doyle, how about him? Is that going to be your
guy? I have heard of him.
He's good. He had a weird year offensively, but he's a stud outfielder. How about Jordan Beck?
I liked his song, I'm a Loser.
How about Mickey Moniak?
I liked his song, Money Moniak.
Yeah. That's what you're going to do. I knew it was what you were going to do. So, infielders, you've got, and there's a couple guys on here that I'm excited about. Obviously, Ezekiel Tovar.
Oh, I know who Tovar is.
You got a couple studs on this team, and I think Goodman's obviously a stud. Doyle's obviously a stud. Tovar. Those are kind of your three dudes. TJ Rumfield at first base, at second base. Is it Edward Yoline? Kyle Karros, do you know who his dad is? Third baseman, Ezekiel Tovar. I'm kind of starting to get interested. Who's my player? Is he going to be a pitcher? Kyle Freeland's going to get his franchise record fifth opening day start on Friday in Miami. I don't know, man. Freeland's hard for me to not say, hey, I want it to be Kyle Freeland. Because if the Rockies do somehow turn it around, it'd be awesome for a dude like Kyle Freeland to be there. Excited about Michael Lorenzen. Got to see him in the World Classic thing, whatever that was. Like Ryan Feltner. Can't believe it's already been this long since he's been with the Rockies. Chase Dolander is going to be starting the season as a reliever, which is kind of odd, but okay. I'm trying to pick my player here. It's gonna be, and I don't think Veen. Where is Veen? Tanner would know that. Is he going to be actually on? Or they? Is he not with the Rockies to start the season? I can't go Hunter Goodman. That's too obvious. Veen's one of my dudes, but we'll have to wait until he gets going.
I'm going to pick Pearson Ohl because I like that name. I've never heard of this person.
What?
He's number 40. He's a pitcher.
Oh, he's like he's a bullpen guy?
I think so. I don't know what all these letters are for.
Well, if he's probably a bullpen guy, if that's what you're... Because it's not Freeland, it's not a starting pitcher, right? It's not Lorenzen.
I think he's a right-hander. I think that's what this
does it
means.
Say RH next to it? Had a kid.
Oh, well, as P slash and then B slash T colon then R slash R
bullpen right-handed pitcher.
I'm guessing.
So who what's his name? Pierce Brosnan? Is that what his name is?
It's Pearson Ohl.
So that's your guy. That's the guy you're going to ride or die with this year.
Yes.
That's your dude.
I just like the name.
That's your dude right there. Oh, boy. It's got to be an outfielder for me. Veen is in AAA. When does he get to real A, Tanner? When does he get to real A? Because that's my guy. Veen's my guy. Because I liked his other stuff. You know, when he was doing the blonde hair and coming out, you know, he's a fun guy. And now he's like, he's all business now. Cut out a lot of bad stuff in his life. Hit the gym. And now he's a stud. Edward Julian. I'm going to call him Eddard. I'm going to pick two. Kyle Freeland. Because if the Rockies are going to turn this around, I'd really like to see him do it with him. Colorado dude. Been a Rocky a while. No, that's your... Tanner's texting and says, pick Willie Castro. You pick Willie Castro. You could pick Willie Castro. And I was thinking about TJ Rumfield, actually. But I don't know for sure. First base. I don't want to pick a first baseman. Texter from the 970, Charlie Condon, starting in AAA, will be up late in April. John Fort, countdown to MLB. Yeah, Charlie Condon's a big one, too. I also want to pick Chase Dolander, but I don't, you know, seeing him start the season as a reliever. Too easy to go Doyle or Tovar. I mean, I'm going two for sure. We're going to go Kyle Freeland. We're riding or dying with that guy, and he's gonna get a win. Not that that really matters as much anymore, like the win-loss thing, but I'm curious to see how the Rockies actually use their pitching this year, so maybe I shouldn't pick a pitcher.
I'm going to pick Castro. Another guy.
You can't pick two. I'm the only one that can pick two.
I'm picking him anyway. Tomoyuki Sugano. He is from Japan.
Yeah.
And I'm picking him because he's the oldest player on the Rockies.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
I have great reasons for picking these guys.
What is your great reason?
One, because I like the name, and the other, because he's old like me. I might as well like pick him because of what their favorite color is.
I kind of want to go Willie Castro, though, now. But I don't know. I mean, Hunter Goodman. How about Hunter Goodman? He had a great year last year. Can he do it again? That's the question. Can he do it again? And this team, I mean, he was their all-star last year, Michael. Can he be that dude again? They're losing right now to Detroit, by the way. But they are over 500 in spring training. That's pretty good. It's pretty good, Mike.
Was he a token all-star? I hate that.
He was actually pretty good.
Okay, because I hate how the MLB, everybody gets an all-star to go to the all-star, and that's stupid.
Yeah.
It takes away someone who deserves it.
No, he actually deserved it. He was pretty damn good. Can he do that again, though? That's going to be the big one. Faith says, Castro, because he was with my Cubbies. He said Chris Charlie Condon. So Charlie Condon's where you guys are going? I'm going to go. You know what? Since Tanner and I both agreed on this, because he said you should go with TJ Rumfield. That was one I was throwing out there. I'll go with Kyle Freeland and TJ Rumfield. How about that?
And if he gets traded, you could say, why is the rum always gone?
Why would I do that? He is 25 years old, man. 25 years old. He was born May 17th in 2000, and he's obviously a rook. So I'm pumped about a rookie. We've been hearing a lot about him. He's pretty damn tall too. Isn't he like 6'6" or something? He's a tall dude, tall human. But all right, we'll go with first base. Tanner and I are both kind of on that. So that's our boy. That's our guy then. TJ Rumfield, get us to clean-shaven faces. Help get us to clean-shaven faces. So I'll go with an old-school Rocky and a new-school Rocky. How about that? Kyle Freeland and TJ. 33 minutes after the hour, Mike, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Kaz, voice of the Denver Nuggets. Good to be back on KFKA, baby.
You know, after thinking about it for a bit, like, is the whole, like, report that the Nuggets are concerned about how Joker's being guarded. I mean, yeah, are guards getting a little too physical with Joker? Sure. And this is just one of those reports that you try to put out there so that referees are made aware of it. So they're watching for the extra physical type of play. Before we get into that, Rock on the Rock Slicker, got our beverage of the week, a bourbon cherry sour pre-made cocktail from Windsor's The Heart Distillery. Back for its summer run, these cocktails are carefully crafted from the highest quality ingredients at 8.5 ABV and naturally gluten-free. Don't miss out on these seasonal flavors available at On the Rocks Liquor. Make your next celebration on the rocks. Do you have an issue with the coach expressing, like, hey, we don't like how these players are guarding our superstar? I mean, for a while, teams have always kind of taken their centers off of Joker and then guarded him with a power forward. So the center is coming off ball. He can be used to swat passes and that kind of thing, or to swat shots. And then you have a power forward that's kind of more or less bodying Joker up. Recently, thanks to Alex Caruso, I think, in round two of that OKC series last year, that was a way to go, hey, let's get a little guy in there and see what they do. And they don't call as much. Something about it to referees, they don't want to call it when they see a little dude trying to back down and front a seven-footer. There's no way that's foul, even though their hands are all over him. Something about it just doesn't compute and make sense to referees, which is so weird if you think that. Like, hey, you know what a good way to try to guard this guy is confuse officials, because they're going to see a little guy smack Joker in the mouth, but that's not a foul because he's too little to smack him in the mouth. So that must let him play on, which is kind of stupid. I don't have a problem with Adelman or the Nuggets coming out and say, hey, this is how they're guarding him. 18 feet from the basket. They're leaning on his legs. They're fronting him. They're putting their arms around him. They're doing all these different things. They're just too physical. They're being too physical, meaning they're actually fouling. I like physical basketball, but they're actually fouling him. We played back what Mark Spears had to say. He said, I'm hearing that the Nuggets are a little concerned about how he's being defended of late. They're trying to get that word out there now so that by the time we get to the playoffs, referees are not going to necessarily ignore some of the handsiness that I think these guards are displaying in these games. That's my view of it. I mean, some people could read that as, oh, come on, just figure out how to beat them. Just figure out how to beat them. Well, this is part of it. And the fact is, if you watch these games closely enough, the guards are actually fouling him. They are fouling Joker. It's part of it. So this is actually one of those masterclass strategy situations that David Adelman's doing and the Nuggets are doing. Let's put it out there. Let's get ESPN talking about it. Let's get knuckleheads like me talking about it. And then eventually, the officials will hear this, and maybe by the time we get to the playoffs, we're going to be watching these guards a little bit closer, and they're not going to get away with some of that crap. It is frustrating. I get why they do it, and I respect them for trying it. It's the OKC way. We're going to out-physical you on the defensive side of the basketball. Defensively, we're going to pester the crap out of you. I almost cussed. We're going to bug you. We're going to pop you in the mouth, and if they let us get away with it, they do. If they don't, well, we got a foul call. We'll slow it down the rest of the way. And teams are starting to take note. It's a copycat league. It's a trend that it's not bad, because I think people want to see more physical defense in the league. And I think that with what OKC is doing with their guards on big men, you know, the question I have is, who's that first guard? And I haven't seen enough. Maybe that's already happened. But who's that first guard that's going to go up against Wimby and do that? Now, Joker's bigger, like as far as broader and thicker, he might hurt a little bit more. But Wimby is just a very long and lanky dude. It would be kind of freaky to try to front that guy and try to back your butt into his shins and see what happens. He's like a spider. Swallow you up, man. You get lost with Wimby surrounding you. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. The Nuggets are 5.5-point favorites tonight against the Suns, and it is a very big game. I've had this one circled for a while. You got to find a way. Should win it, but why? This is where when people ask me my expectations for the Nuggets, when I look at a game like this, I go, yeah, they should win it. But they might not. It's because Denver doesn't always do what they're supposed to do. They don't always beat the bad teams they're supposed to beat. They hang in there when their entire starting cast is out. And that was unlikely, too. When they were, remember, we were like, oh, they're staying above water. They're looking all right. They weren't supposed to be like that. So Denver's not always the best at being a predictable team, especially this season. But yes, I do like them to win tonight. They should find a way to get it done. And then the Avs should win, too. Should be a nice little Tuesday, Michael, as we look to get back into March Madness again. How's your bracket doing, buddy?
I have not looked.
You haven't looked once? You filled it out, though, right?
I did. I'll have to look. By the way, my champion used to be Florida.
Ah.
And thankfully, I changed it to Duke. I have no idea what Duke is doing.
Well, I got two Final Four teams that are out. But my champ is still in. I got Duke and Houston hanging in. And who did I have that's out? Gonzaga's one. Who's the other one? I don't know. It's not looking good, Mike. It's not looking good at this stage. But I was looking really good until Sunday. I think Sunday was the day that got a hold of me. That was a rough go. But appreciate everybody that jumped in on the bracket challenge, too. It's been a lot of fun. The parties were great. Fantastic time with everybody. And we'll take a look at the standings Thursday before everything starts back up and see who's winning amongst KFKA listeners. 46 minutes after the hour, Michael. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show with what did we learn. And it's a busy, busy Tuesday night. And we've got Avalanche. We got Avalanche tonight on KFK. Avalanche, we're carrying Avs in the Penguins game tonight. So keep it here on 103.1 at 1310 KFKA. We'll be right back.
Get bounced in the first round, or will they make a serious run this postseason? Find out with us and listen to every game on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
We learned that, what did we learn here today? We learned it's Peyton Manning's 50th birthday, and the arrival of Peyton Manning in Broncos country was one of the biggest moments in Broncos history. And a lot of those games were some of the greatest games and greatest rosters in Broncos history, too. So we thank the sheriff. We thank Peyton Manning for all the wonderful memories he brought us as Broncos fans. Also learned that the Nuggets are trying to make it be known. Hey, we don't love how these guards are just clawing and scratching and barking at our big man. Hopefully that's something the refs will look at by the time we get into the actual postseason. Also, we learned that Michael can scarf a donut like nobody's business back there, man. It doesn't believe in napkins or wet ones. Wet wipes, wet ones.
And a napkin.
Didn't seem like it. Fingers were jammed down throats back there. So it was quite the situation. It seemed a little dangerous, but you got through it. And we learned. Michael, what did you learn today, my friend?
I learned that I'm in 17,420,434th place.
That's pretty good.
In the ESPN bracket.
It's very good. You're very good at this.
Percentage is 36.8. My points are 420, and my max points are 1540.
That's not bad. Hey, that's not bad. 36%? That's a lot of people that fill out these stupid brackets, man.
Yeah. I don't know what really, where I am in the KFK thing is, and honestly,
we'll check tomorrow.
I know that two of my Elite Eight are out because Florida, they just, I don't know, crap themselves on the basketball court.
It happens. Upsets happen. Stop acting shocked because it happens. It's part of it. It
does happen. By the way, I did pick Florida at first, and then I got peer pressured into picking Duke, and Duke almost lost. I was rooting against them. I don't care about my bracket. I just want chaos to ensue.
Well, there's been a good amount of it. There's definitely been some chaos in this tournament. Just about kind of like last year, feels like anyway. But I'm ready to get back to it. I do care that my bracket at least does. I don't want to finish in like the bottom of the barrel. I don't want to be at the bottom. I would like to beat Tanner very much.
Tanner's going to brag.
Yeah, but he's
like, look how great I did, guess.
He wants to do the 9 hot dogs, 9 beers, and 9 innings thing with me as a challenge next. And I welcome that challenge. Dude, I can drink beer and eat hot dogs during a baseball game, Mike. I think I could do that. I think I could actually hang in there on that. I like hot dogs and I like beer. So I think I could make it.
I don't have a big stomach. I have a big belly. I don't have a big stomach.
So you couldn't do it
pretty fast.
I could do it. So I think we're going to try that. Might try it next week. But then I asked him, like, are we doing gourmet hot dogs or are they just like plain hot dogs and there's nothing on them? He's like, no, they're like fully loaded. It's a 9.
Like fully loaded with what? Do you have relish on there?
Probably.
And relish is, it's not good.
I would imagine.
I'd get rid of the relish. I'd get rid of the mustard because both are gross.
No, love all that. I love a loaded hot dog, man. A gourmet hot dog, that's the way to go. It's the way
either,
to do it.
Nah.
Makes me want to go have a hot dog right now, to be honest with you.
I want to go have a hot dog right now. Put some beans.
Chili dog? You want me to do a chili dog? Is that what you're saying? All right. That'll do it for us, guys. We'll be back at it on a Wednesday. Got a good friend coming in. Current safety for the UNC Bears and a wonderful story. Faith, listen up. We're going to have Miles McClarity in studio for a moment. Also, we'll have Sean Keeler for Keeling Me Softly from the Denver Post. So look forward to another busy Wednesday on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.